This is an RNIB talking book.
Ghost Stories, collected by Susan Hill.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The traditional classic English ghost story, like the traditional classic English detective story, has its origins in the 19th century. Of course, it is possible to trace elements that are essential to both back much further, to early mythological literature and folklore. Nevertheless, as we recognise the forms, they were really Victorian. That period was when they were formed. That was when every self-respecting writer, good and bad, turned his or her hand to one or both. But since the 19th century, the detective story has carried on its familiar way, although there have been various subdivisions, the thriller, the spy story. A great many of the detective novels that are still being published in such large numbers are cast in exactly the same mould as those written in the 1880s or the 1920s and 30s. Moreover, the detective story has gained, on the way, an intellectual snob value. It is a form much dabbled in by dons. It is no shame, rather the contrary, to admit to being an addict or a writer of detective stories. But what about the ghost story? What about that once phenomenally popular form, without several examples of which no journal or magazine used to be complete? What happened to that?